were discussing last time Hilchas Mezuzah, which is one of the important halachas that a person who moves into a new home has to consider. One of the critical shailas that a person has to answer when moving into a new home, especially if you're renting, is what is the chiyuv of a renter, of a socher? Is a socher chayav to put up a mezuzah, or is the owner of the home chayav to put up a mezuzah? So the Gemara in Pesachim on Daf Dalet, in the context of Bedikas Chometz, the Gemara there says that the socher is chayav in mezuzah. The renter is the one who has to put up the mezuzah. Because the lashon of the Gemara is mezuzah is a chovas hador. It's a chov asadar. It's the obligation of someone who's living it. It's not a chov of the person who owns the house. It's a chov asadar. So if the socher is the one who's living there, then he has to put the mezuzah up. The Gemara Menachas and Daf Mem Dalid qualifies this halacha. Gemara says that at least in Chutz La'aretz, the socher is only chayav to put up a mezuzah after 30 days. What's the difference between someone who's socher in Eretz Yisrael and a Chutz La'aretz? That's a discussion for later. But at least in Chutz La'aretz, the Gemara says that the socher is only chayav after 30 days. But it's his chayav. After 30 days, he's living in the home, then he has to put up the mezuzah. So the shaila that some Rishonim ask is, how can we reconcile that with the pasuk? Pasuk says, Uchsavtam al mezuzos beisecha. Beisecha sounds like it has to be your bias. Chora, the bias doesn't belong to the socher, doesn't belong to the renter. He's just renting it. It belongs to someone else. So how can we be mechayav the socher? How can the Gemara say that mezuzah is chovas hador? Why should it be chovas hador? If the pasuk says beisecha, that should have to be, it should have to be bayis shalcha. It should have to be owned by you in order for you to be chayav mezuzah. So the Rishonim have two ways of answering this shayla. Tosus quotes two days about this. Some Rishonim hold that taka the socher is chayav min hator in mezuzah. Aye, but it says beisecha. Beisecha means that it has to be a diras keva. It has to be a permanent dwelling. And the reason why the socher isn't chayiv in less than 30 days is because it's not viewed as a diras keva until 30 days. Once he lives there for 30 days, it's viewed as peso. He might not own the house completely. He's only renting it. But it's viewed as peso. If it's a diras keva, then that's viewed as peso. Within 30 days, it's not called a diras keva because who knows, maybe the guy will change his mind. Maybe he'll change his mind. And he'll decide not to stay there after 30 days. But once 30 days have elapsed, and he's there after 30 days, it's called a diras keva. If it's a diras keva, then taka is beisecha. It is beiso. So if it is beiso, and he's the dar, he's the one who's living there, so then the chiyuv mezuzah comes on him. That's one sheet in the Rishon. Other Rishonim say no. The socher is potter min hator. He really doesn't have a chiyuv because it's not beisecha. It's not his home. Aye, but the Gemara says that the socher is chayiv to put up a mezuzah. The derabbanan is chayiv to put up a mezuzah. After 30 days, since it's mechzik hishalo, it looks like it's his home, the socher has to put up a mezuzah. That's not a din d'oraisa. In the Torah, he's taka potter because it's not beisecha. It doesn't really belong to him. But the chachamim required him to put up a mezuzah after 30 days because it's mechzik hishalo, because it looks like him. So these are the two approaches that the Rishonim have. Either it's a chiyuv me'ikra din min haTorah, on the socher, beisecha means a diras keva. After 30 days, it becomes a diras keva. Or, min haTorah, he's really potter, min haRabbanan is chayav after 30 days because it's mechzik hishalo. What's the nafkamina between these two approaches? So, one of the nafkamina, one of the issues that might revolve around the question is, let's say the person from the beginning plans on staying there, he plans on renting it for more than 30 days. That's a very common situation nowadays, right? A person takes a lease, he takes a lease for a year. So he knows up front that he's going to be staying there for more than 30 days. He's expecting to stay there. I mean, no one knows exactly where they're going to be for the whole year, right? No one knows, right? But the expectation is that he'll be there for the year. Certainly more than 30 days. So what should be the din? Is the socher chayav in mezuzah immediately then? Or should we say that, no, we have to wait for 30 days in order for him to be chayav in mezuzah? It's a big machlokas in the poskim. The Sivas HaMishpat, with Yaakov Milisa, wrote many different svarim. So one of the svarim he wrote is a collection of halachas on the Siddur. It's called the Siddur Derech HaChayim. So in the Siddur Derech HaChayim, he writes that he thinks he should be koveh mezuzah immediately in such a case. That's the Nesivas' svar. That if a socher knows that he's going to stay there for longer than 30 days, he has a chiyuv to be koveh mezuzah immediately. Now what's that based on? So the Mefarshim say, what the Derech HaChayim has in mind is that if the whole reason why the socher is not chayiv in mezuzah immediately because it's not called a diras keva. Why is it not called a diras keva? Because we're afraid he might change his mind. But if his intention is to stay there from the beginning longer than 30 days, so then it should be called a diras keva immediately. The concern that he'll change his mind is that he's renting it now. He doesn't know where he's going to be after 30 days. So who knows? He might decide after 30 days he doesn't like the apartment. He'll go elsewhere. But if he set up a lease from the beginning that he's going to be staying there for the year, so then it should be viewed as a diras keva immediately from day one, because he's expecting to be there even longer. Why should I say we don't know where he's going to be? Of course we know where he's going to be. He told you that he's going to be there. Certainly, if he signs a lease legally, he has to pay for it. So we know he's going to be there. So according to the Derech HaChaim, you should really put up the mezuzah immediately. The Pisrei Tshuva argues. The Pisrei Tshuva says we paskin like Rov Rishonim, like that second day. The second day is Minatora, the Socher really is Potter. He's Chayiv Midrabanan only because it's Mechzik Hishalom. Minatora, it's not called Beiso, so he's really Potter from Mezuzah. Midrabanan, Chachamim HaMachayiv him after 30 days because it looks like it belongs to him. People see he's going in and out of the palm and it looks like it belongs to him. Zok the Pisrei Tshuva, if that's the Pshat in Socher, in the Chiv of Socher, then it shouldn't matter even if he plans on staying there long term. Longer than 30 days, even if from the beginning he planned on staying there longer than 30 days. The fact is, it's not Mechzik Hishalom until he's there for 30 days. So there should be no chiyuv to put up a mezuzah until after 30 days. Okay, that's the Pisrei Tshuva's shita. And that's the way that most poskim assume. That the chiyuv to put up a mezuzah for a socher is after 30 days. So you koveh a mezuzah on day 31. Day 31. If day 31 is Shabbos, so then you koveh a matzah Shabbos. Right after Shabbos, you koveh a mezuzah. Can't be Kaveh Mezuzah on Shabbos, but Yekaveh Mezuzah Motzei Shabbos. That's the opinion of most poskim. They follow the Pisrei Tshuva, like Rov Rishonim, that the Socher really Meikar Adin is Potter, he's only Chayiv Midrabanan because Mechzik Hishalom. If that's the case, then it doesn't matter, even if up front you plan on staying there for longer than 30 days, but it still is not Mechzik Hishalom, so therefore there's no Chayiv to put up a Mezuzah until after 30 days. So that's really Meikar Adin what the Halacha is. Rabbi Shechter has a slightly different shita. Rabbi Shechter quotes Rav Shach in his Sefer on the Rambam. Rav Shach wants to say that Bizman Hazeh, Schiris is Kanya. The Gemara seems to say that Schiris is low Kanya, that Schiris is not called a Kinyan. You don't really own the home, you're just renting. That's how the Gemara seems to assume. And there are enough Gemina for many different Shilas. Rav Shach wants to suggest that Bizman Hazeh, Schiris is Kanya, because that's legally. That's the way it is. So because Schiris is Kanya Bizman Hazeh, so he feels that once a person is a Socher, then he's called a Balabas, it's called Beisecha immediately. So if Schiris is Kanya Bizman Hazeh, then Miyad you should be chayv to put up a mezuzah. Rabbi Shechter felt that Rav Shach was correct, so that's why he tines that you should put up the mezuzah immediately. But most poskim disagree. Most poskim follow the Pisrei Tshuva, like the Rov Rishonim, that the chiyuv of the Socher is only because of Mechzik Hishalom, and that would apply only after 30 days. So most people would wait. If you take a new apartment, you're not koveh mezuzah immediately. Wait until you're chayiv, and then you can make a bracha. Wait until after 30 days, on day 31, that's when you can put up the mezuzah with the bracha. Okay. Where do we put up a mezuzah? So I mentioned last time that the Rambam has a very famous shita. The Rambam says that on a Pesach that doesn't have a deles, if it's an opening, if there's a doorway without a deles, you don't put up a mezuzah. Where does the Rambam get this from? So the Kesef Mishnah in Hilchos Mezuzah quotes that the Rambam wrote a tshuva to the Chachmei Lunil because they were troubled by this too. They said, where do you get this from, Rambam? So the Rambam says, I'll tell you, Poshet, it's a word in the Pasuk. Chsavtam ha-mezuzahs beisecha u'visharecha. What is visharecha? What's a shar? The Rambam interprets that a shar means an entrance that has a door. A typical shar, a typical gateway, the Rambam felt, had a shar. That's what visharecha is coming to teach me. A Pesach li shar is called a Pesach, it's not called a shar. So the Rambam now learns that because it says Ubisharecha in the Pasuk, that teaches me that every Pesach, not just a gateway, but every Pesach in the home has to fall under the rubric of a shar in order to be chayev in mezuzah. So the Rambam would say that if you don't have a door on the entranceway, there's no need to put up a mezuzah there b'chlal. How do we paskin? It's quite an important issue. So the Shulchan Aruch in Yeridei and Hilchos Mezuzah quotes two opinions about this. He quotes the Rambam and he quotes the Cholkim. So the Shach says that Sveka the Reis Lachomer should tell me that, of course, even if you don't have a door on the doorway, you still have to put up a mezuzah to be choshesh for the other Rishonim. But on the other hand, to be choshesh for the Rambam, what do? We put up a mezuzah without a bracha. So if you walk through any apartment or any home, you'll find that most doorways that you're putting up a mezuzah on, according to the Rambam, there's no chiyuv to put up a mezuzah. Because there's no door. It's a doorway, but it's not a door. You know, the entranceway into your kitchen and the entranceway into the dining room and into the living room. There are no doors there. According to the Rambam, there's no chiyuv mezuzah in that case. If you put up mezuzahs in an apartment, you'll see that probably the only rooms that are chayiv in mezuzah, according to the Rambam, are the entranceway to the apartment, which itself is a question, because where are you entering into? You're entering into the little area where you can take off your coat. That might not even have a shir makom. It might not be dalet amos by dalet amos. Okay. But the bedroom certainly is going to have a door in it. Right? The other rooms are questionable. There's no chiyuv mezuzah entering into a bathroom. Right? So the only doors really that the only entranceways that would be chayiv in mezuzah according to the Rambam are the bedroom entranceways. So that's why the poskim would say that if you put up mezuzahs in an apartment, it's appropriate to make the bracha on the entrance, on the mezuzah that you put up entering into the bedroom. That's the entranceway that's chayiv in a bracha according to everyone, even according to the Rambam. So that's the first mezuzah that you should put up. Get all your mezuzah together. Figure out how you're going to put it up, whether with tape or with nails or whatever. You know, in certain apartments, the mezuzahs are metal, so you can't really knock them through with nails. It's not going to work. So you use some kind of a double-sided tape. So make sure you have all of your tape together, all of the mezuzahs together. Make a bracha on one mezuzah. Put up that mezuzah first. And then you'll put up the other mezuzahs around the apartment. But it's important to know that you're making a bracha kedasu kedin. So choose the room that enters into the bedroom. The bedroom definitely has a door in it. Even according to the Rambam, it's chayiv in mezuzah. So that's probably the first entranceway that you should be kovei mezuzah on, and then you'll be kovei mezuzah on the other entranceways in the home. Okay. Another important halacha that the Shulchan Aruch has is that you're not kovei mezuzah on a Pesach that doesn't have two mezuzos, meaning it doesn't have two doorposts, and it doesn't have a mashkof. It has to be a lintel on top as well. Right. Now, does that mean that you need it has to be like a fancy metal thing coming out of the door? Not necessarily. If you have Rosh Eksolim, if the wall ends there, that could be called a mezuzah too. But the mashkof can't be the ceiling. It has to come down from the ceiling. Very often, the entranceway to a kitchen does not have a mashkof. I've seen this in many apartments. Sometimes, look at the entranceways carefully. Sometimes the entranceway has two mezuzahs, but the mezuzahs go straight up to the ceiling. There's no mashkof, there's no area that comes down from the ceiling at all to the entranceway. So that area does not need a mezuzah. You might want to put up a mezuzah there anyway because people look at it and they think it's strange. It's probably better not to put up a mezuzah, and then when they ask, you'll say, well, you know, there's no mashkof, yes, it doesn't get a mezuzah. Then they'll learn that if there's no mashkof, then there's no chiyuv to put up a mezuzah there. Okay, we're kovei mezuzah on the right side as we go into the bais. Every room that's chayiv in a mezuzah has a din of a bais, right? So when we enter into the room, we're kovei on the right side as we go in. Why? So one of the reasons given is, again, the lashon of the pasuk is al mezuzos beisecha. Beisecha we darshin derech biyoscha, the way that you enter. The way that you enter. So we put it on the right side as we enter into the room. But the question is, but how are you entering? Which way is the entrance way? This way or that way? So it's a complicated shaila. The poskim list the whole order of priorities to determine what's the derech bia, which way are you going. The most basic halacha is that if you're going from a makom tur to a makom chiyav, let's say you're going from outside the apartment to inside the apartment, so definitely the inside of the apartment is the derech bia. That's the way that you go. So makom tur to makom chiyav. They're both not so good. Okay, makom tur, makom chiv. I gotta get some more markers. There, definitely, you put it on the right side going into the makom chiv. Let's say both places are makom chiv. Say they're both in your home. All right. Let's say you have you have a room. And you have a doorway going from the room to the next room. Right? And they both become moschiv. This is maybe a living room, and that's a dining room. So which way do you put it? You put it on the right side going into the dining room, put it on the right side going into the living room. Since they both become moschiv, the next rule is cheder pnimi. If it's the inner room, then we look at it as though this is the derech biyah. The cheder pnimi is viewed as the place that you're walking into, because that's the last place that you're walking. That's rule number two, cheder pnimi. Let's say they're both a cheder pnimi. Let's say you have sort of like a center hall, and then you have an entranceway into a kitchen, right? And then you have an entranceway into a dining room, maybe. And then you have an entranceway into a living room, and you have a Purim Suda or something, you know. This is the layout of my house. Okay, very good. So these are both a cheder pnimi. Both the dining room and the living room are cheder pnimi. The kitchen and the dining room are both a cheder pnimi. So what do you do over there? Oh. So the third rule is that we're koveya in the normal way that people walk. The derech hiluch. What's the normal way that people walk? Do you normally walk from the dining room into the kitchen, or do you walk from the kitchen into the dining room? So you would say you walk both ways, right? Do you walk from the living room into the dining room, or you walk from the dining room into the living room? So the way that we were kaveh mezuzah is on the right side going from the dining room into the living room. Because when I come home from shul on Shabbos, normally I don't come into the living room first. First I'll go into the kitchen. Or actually, since there's an entranceway to my dining room here, often I go in this way. So I'll go in this way, and then I'll leave the dining room to go to the living room. So that's the way that people walk. I think the normal way to be kaveh mezuzah from a kitchen into a dining room is normally to be koveda on the right side going into the eating area, because that's the normal way that people walk. The fourth rule is that if everything is equal, then we're koveda based on ikar tashmish. What's the place where you have most of the usage? That's probably the other reason why you're koveda on the right side going into a dining room, because you don't spend as much time in the kitchen. I mean, in the preparation of the suda, maybe you'll spend time in the kitchen. But for a meal, you know, most people, I mean, it's these Shabbos meals. You spend more time in the dining room than the kitchen during a Shabbos meal. The fifth rule, the fifth and final rule, is if everything is equal, look at Heker Tzir. Heker Tzir means the hinges of the door, which, as the Poskim explained, it just basically means where does the door open into. The assumption is where the door opens into, that's the Iker Cheder. So if that's the Iker Cheder, then you're conveyed on the right side as you go into the room. Okay, but it's important to keep in mind that there are rules here. So very often when a person moves to a new apartment or a new home, they'll invite a rav to do a walkthrough. They'll walk through the apartment and walk through the home to figure out what's the derech hiluch, what's the cheder pnimi, what's the ikar tashmish, you know, they take a look. It's very hard to paskin hilchas mezuzah without taking a walk. Unless, you know, I guess with the smartphones you can paskin anything. But it's much more challenging, because if you don't see it with your eyes, sometimes you can't get a clarity. Okay, just two more points and then we'll call it a day. Where on the mezuzah are we koveya the mezuzah? That sounds a little strange, right? Where do we put the klaf, right? Where do we put the klaf on the doorpost? So the rule is you're supposed to put it at the beginning of the upper third of the doorpost. The shlish elyon. At the beginning of the upper third. You can't put it below the upper third. You're not supposed to put it within a tefach to the top, but you're supposed to put it at the beginning of the upper third. Now, you should know, the beginning of the upper third is a lot lower than you think. The typical doorway is like 80 inches tall, so the beginning of the upper third is going to be 54 inches. 54 inches is not very tall. This is a much taller doorway. So that actually might be the beginning of the upper third. But most doorways are not this tall. I guess they have to make sure everyone can fit into the room. This is a very tall doorway. So many people have a minhag that they'll put the mezuzah sort of at like shoulder level, like a little bit above shoulder level. I guess that depends on how tall the person is. The key is it should be somewhere in the beginning of the shlish elyon, somewhere in the beginning of the upper third of the doorpost. It should be in the tefach hachitzon of the mezuzah. It has to be in the close to the, you know, if the doorpost is a big doorpost, So it should be the closest tefach to the entranceway. Sometimes if you have a deck door, so there's one door of the deck that's stationary, it doesn't move. So people think that you should be koveh mezuzah on the doorpost over there. No, but you can't do that, because if the wall is stationary, that's the mezuzah. So if you have a deck, let's say this is the stationary door, and then you have another door that you can move. Right? You have a door that can move this back and forth, then there's a stationary door, and then there's a wall here. So the mezuzah should be nikvah here. That's the wrong door. Here. Right? That's the door that doesn't move. So it should be nikvah outside going into the home. Coming from the porch into the home. Here, not here. Because if this is a stationary wall, then the mezuzah, the whole mezuzah is here. So this is the end of the mezuzah. If you were to be koveh here, that would be more than a tefach inside the mezuzah. You're supposed to do that. So you have to be koveh it dafka at the end over there, at the end of that stationary wall. What's the direction of the mezuzah? It's the machlokas we showed him. If you can be koveh mezuzah horizontally or vertically. So we paskin that you do it diagonally. Right? That's how you koveh the mezuzah. Diagonally going in. Now sometimes the mezuzah is very, very small, and if you do that, then it's not going to fit. So if you can't do it, then you can still do it vertically. It's okay. Do it a little vertically. But l'chatchila, you should try to put it diagonally so that you can be yotzev oshitas. One should check the mezuzahs. You have to check mezuzahs twice in 7 years. That's the rule, because mezuzahs are in places of hot and cold, and they can get ruined. They often can get ruined. The rule is that when you check the mezuzahs, you have to make another bracha when you put them back on. But that's only if you may see a das. So the question is, how much time is a hesach hadas? It's not so pushy. Some say, 2 or 3 hours, you give them to a sofer, and 2 or 3 hours later, he gives them back to you. It's a hesach hadas. I think Rabbi Shachna said even 20 minutes is a hesach hadas. You'd have to make another bracha. I've heard that the minig is that as long as you give them to the sofer and you get them back on the same day, there's no need to make another bracha when you put them back up. But that's not a hesach hadas. You gave them to the sofer. In fact, the sofer will tell you, come to me this day, because that's when I can check all the mezuzahs together and I'll give them back to you on the same day. If you give them to him on the wrong day, he'll say, well, I'm busy with another job and I won't be able to get to you later. So the best thing is, call the sofer, find out a good day for him. Then you'll take off the mezuzahs, you'll bring them to the sofer, and as long as you get them back in the same day, then you can put them right back up and you don't have to make another bracha. Okay, let's stop.